this city. Before I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back.
Wow, so goddamn, they did a run there. You make it spill on the
floor. Yeah, get it, Kesha. Wait a minute. That's not Kesha.
Oh my god, so awesome.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Anyway, so this is Done in 30 with Matt and Zach.
We're not past the intro yet, so we can just throw that in there.
We can introduce ourselves with an intro music.
Yeah, but it's kind of loud.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's kind of loud.
I don't ever listen to this shit.
Hey,
so, I mean,
folks, this is Matt and Zach of the Done in 30 Podcast.
I don't ever listen to this trash, so I don't know. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Zach.
And I'm Matt, and sorry about the mishap last week. Half the podcast is brain dead. On episode 15, like half the audio did not convert.
Oh, yeah,
over.
Yeah. For those of you that were trying to listen to episode 15, yeah, there was a slight mix-up. And we have fixed it.
It's all good now, though.
So if you want to go back and listen to episode 15, it is it is ready to roll.
So, Matt,
tell me what the hell were we just listening to?
Oh, you mean this? I'm not the only one. Those are two songs by a wildly different artist.
Yeah, the first one would be Lamb of God
and
Kesha. But they've
Do they put it the dollar sign in her YouTube videos?
Yeah.
Kachincha.
Anyway, she's like, she's a pop star. Lamb of God is obviously a heavy metal band. And
that song was called TikTok Renick.
Yeah, I just don't really understand who would do that, but.
It is glorious.
I'm okay with it.
It's almost like...
Would it be something I put on my Microsoft Zune? Probably not.
your Apple too.
Oh man, I need to get a rim shot ready.
I got a rim shot. Actually, that's weird.
All right, keep talking. Right. I gotta pull that up.
That yeah, it's a metal mashup. I've seen a couple of them, but those were like one of the better done ones.
Yeah, it's interesting. I wouldn't I'm not sure I'd really listen to it all the time, but
like
you've showed it to me. And
Meshuggah and like the Culture Club. just wildly different. I wonder if they get upset at that. Like if I was Corey Taylor from Slipknot or Carly Rae and I got put over Ozzy Osbourne.
All right, let's try
that
again.
Carly Rae, would I feel validated that I'm put over like old timey music in her mind? Because she's only, what, 16, 17?
I don't know, but it's not something I put on my Microsoft Zune.
Wait for it, guys. Wait for it.
Hey! Mr. Funny Guy!
Yeah. Oh, God. I am funny. Anyway, so, yeah, it's interesting. Not something that I'd be listening to every day.
Oh, my goodness. If you guys can find more metal mashups, just send them to donein30@gmail.com, and we will thank you publicly.
Play today's, it on the radio. Today's episode is going to be a little different. Because it's episode 16.
We've done this for 16-ish weeks.
I don't know if this how long the season one is going to be, but we're at 16.
Ooh. Well, some podcasts just keep going for forever.
Yeah, they don't really have seasons.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be kind of fun. Like, it'd give the listener something to look forward to.
That's true.
Oh, my God. Done in 30 season 2?
I'm not
going to
hang myself this week because Done in 30's coming out.
There's 17 weeks until Done in 30 season 2. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not like Game of Thrones. We don't have any production value here.
A little bit.
I mean, we got tin cans and speaker sticks.
Yeah, but we're here to have fun. That's all that matters.
I'm just here to play the game,
110%. Got out there, gave it all I got.
And other sports analogies.
Yeah. So
did someone tell the Done in 30 folks to do the, was it the Pistons and Cavaliers fight? I guess there was like a rivalry between them.
No, you're probably thinking about the brawl between the Pacers and the Pistons.
That's
yeah,
the one. That's the one. The Pistons. I just kind of like threw a name out there.
It happened in like 2012, and there was a, no. That was because that's when I pretty much started watching. Let's say it happened in like 2006. And the Pacers were, we were in Detroit, and one of our players was at the bench getting harassed by a fan. And I mean, that's pretty typical.
Hey, you look stop it.
But he like threw his drink on him while he was like at the bench or on the court. And so he lost his temper and he attacked the fan in the stands.
And then other fan,
you know, like in baseball, whenever there's like a physical confrontation,
everyone loses a damn.
It's called the bench leaving brawl. Like everyone leaves the bench and they all start fighting. Yeah, that's what happened. And
clear the seats.
Sadly enough, they actually had to cancel the game. They could not get the crowd under order.
Really?
They had to cancel the game. The Pacers had the lead at the time, so we won that game. But they just can't. They just went.
We won the game, even though we started the fight.
The Pacers awesome. Won. We were up by like 5 or 6 or something. And at the time of the fight, they just called it. They were like, you know what? Game over. Go home.
If there's a team you can't beat, just beat up the crowd and they'll stop the game in your favor.
It was weird. Well, what happened was then other
the
players
announcers like, so I guess the Pacers win.
No, they didn't come to that conclusion. It's actually, if you scroll it up on YouTube, there's a really long video of the fight starting and then them doing the replay. And then
they're going to do like,
they like came back from the commercial break and the broadcast. Don't even know what to say at this point. They just say, well, it looks like the, and normally the crew chief or the reffing staff will get the headphones on, he'll go to the review thing and they'll watch what happened. And then they were just like while they're doing that, there's security in there trying to remove players from the stands, trying to remove fans that are assaulting the players, and they just couldn't control them. It was so
like it's like the scene from Anchorman with the news teams fighting like tridents
it was just a lot of fists being thrown and super unprofessional.
Yeah,
by the Pacers and the Pistons and the fans. And the fans were still throwing stuff and just it was bad. I mean, I'll admit I say a lot of horrible things about certain teams I don't like and players I don't like, but to throw a drink on them, like
that's disrespectful.
It's incredibly. You know what they're doing?
They're trying to cool them down.
A, they're working. And B, they're just
making them millions.
They're entertaining.
Yep.
They're not. That's like, I think Eminem has a great song about like rap music. And he's like, we don't actually carry like guns. He's like, we're entertainers. Like, this is what we do for a living. And he's like, don't just come up to me on the, it's something like, don't come up to me on the street and, you know, try to get me to shoot you because I'm an entertainer. He's like, we're not, you know, some of them may be.
This is a persona criminal. People.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, anybody, whether they're on TV or radio or.
I like the way
YouTube?
You said radio there. This is a really,
radio.
Really full body.
Well, thank you. I was on the radio. So any form of entertainment, even like Maury Povich or, you know what I mean? Like Jerry Springer.
Hey, Jerry!
It's entertainment. People forget that. They're getting paid so that you're entertained because let's be honest. Everybody's got to be. You got to be entertained.
Are you not entertained?
What do you think they invented smartphones? What it wasn't to make phone calls.
What do you think they invented? Warfare and swords and.
That's a form of entertainment.
Yeah, I guess.
Gladiators,
right?
They're killing each other.
Spitballs. I mean,
they
come
were
on.
Literally killing one another while others watched and drank and ate food, and children were there.
Speaking of which, the vomitorium was actually just the exit. I heard this urban legend or what myth that it was like the place where they would go and like throw up. Like it was they had something called like food parties where they would just have a giant banquet and they would throw up. But
that's gross.
Yeah, like I'm so rich, I'm going to eat all this food, but I don't want it to, ruin my marble figure. So
my marble figure.
Get it?
Oh, I just learned something the other day. Speaking of marble, there's like an expression.
Comics. What?
I want to say it's Michelangelo. He did David, right? The naked guy. Wasn't he the artist that or architect that?
I don't even know.
It's Michelangelo's David, right?
I think so, but I don't want to say.
We're doing a quick fact check here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Okay, so. Dick showing when Michelangelo died, somebody in the church or somebody in politics or whoever, someone made the decision that they wanted nudity erased from that statue along with others. And so there was a team of people that went out and painted over like genitalia. They were called the Zippers.
What? So that's why we have those things that are called zippers. It's so cool.
Look it up.
Zippers. I'm going to look up zippers.
Just put in like Matthew. What up? Michelangelo's David zippers. That probably would like.
Zippers.
I swear that's the term.
There's a zipper necklace. I just want to sell me something.
Oh, God. Is that Etsy? Oh, my God. Anyways, well, I don't want to waste too many precious moments.
Oh, I've got moments to waste.
On this, but...
I want to thank those who came out to the comic book group. So you want to make comics.
Okay. We got to work on this.
I mean, I'm just going to jump right in.
Okay, all right. So we were just listening to the last episode, and you just like blasted into the New York bit. Yeah. Okay, so how about we say that this podcast is going to be different. That's what I was trying to say earlier, but I tangented off the subject. That's never happened
as
before.
As we are wont to do.
So anyway, so this episode is going to be different because for those of you that don't know and should know.
Yeah, you got to keep this wild card in check.
Greedy bastards. Matt here has a comic.
I do.
It's published.
And
he's
you're on
kind
my
of famous
right now.
You
hopefully.
Probably know that because, yeah, you're on. Unless somebody's like illegally downloading these somehow. Anyways, and so we're going to make him kind of like the first sponsor, so to speak. Like, these podcasts are going to be sponsored by.
Sponsored, endorsed, and created by MattAttack.com.
Yeah, MattAttack.com. It's like it's going to be our new sponsor. So from now on, I want to try and do like.
Like a little sponsor corner?
Yeah, like at the beginning of the show, I just say...
We just like makeup sponsors.
Done in 30 is presented by MattAttack.com. And then you're like, MattAttack.com, where I publish shit. And then just like, you can either make it funny or you can make it serious if you want. And it could be like our first real sponsor. That's what I wanted to talk to you about is like... I'm not contributing shit. I mean, look at me. I'm over here in my work clothes. I just came over here. I ate your pizza.
I know.
I'm drinking your Coca-Cola.
You're like an abusive boyfriend right now.
I'm using your Wi-Fi.
I know. It feels so dirty.
Yeah, you dirty little slut. Anyway, so yeah, basically, I wanted to, out of respect for your comic book, out of respect for your page, I figured, why not
make you
the first sponsor?
I love that idea. Touches me from the heart, from my heart to yours, and here we go with the first sponsor.
Matt,
if you like funnies,
oh god, oh yeah, who could forget? Matt's hilarious. Bobcat Goldwaith. Matt does Bobcat Goldwaith.
It's just me shouting. Just it sounds like.
I see. I just can't do it like you can.
Yeah.
That'd be funny too. It's like this show is also sponsored by Matt does Bobcat. And it's just you yelling, and then we could do...
Noids with the refrigerators!
Or you could do Matt Does Rick from Rick and Morty.
Yeah, I can do that one pretty well.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to make you do it on the spot. You just do it later. Do it later on.
I'll do it later, guys.
Okay, for those of you that don't know about Rick and Morty on, what is it, Adult Swim?
It is Adult Swim. It is
more... Oh my god,
it's the best show I've seen in a long
time. As far as an animated show that I've never really, it's kind of
it's the bee's knees.
Yeah, it's the bee's knees.
I can't really do Morty very well. I can do Rick Sanchez.
Nobody can do Morty really well.
Yeah,
it's just like the one guy. Like, did you ever see that like quick little like vine of the girl that's doing the selfie video with the guys that do SpongeBob,
yeah,
and Patrick.
SpongeBob and Patrick.
Like, you looked at him doing it, and you're like, those can't... Oh, no, that's the real dude.
You're like, I just hear Patrick coming out of that mouth. How does he do that?
And
he kind of looks like him, too. I think they modeled the characters off of him.
And the guy that does SpongeBob's voice, if I'm picturing him correctly, he looks like the guy from Linkin Park. I don't know why. Just like...
He reminds me of that guy from the Drew Carey Show that talks really, really fast. He was on... or not Drew Carey Show. It was Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh,
he kind of talks really fast, kind of like this. He's got the kind of the wispy kind of like curly hair. He uses his hand a lot.
I mean, I think he's in a
Coke. He's in a Coke, maybe.
Oh,
yeah.
You mean he does uppers?
Yeah, he does uppers, or he did uppers.
Junk, smack.
He's a really intelligent dude. Like anytime he has to stand up, he's
crank, junk. Did I say junk already?
Screwball.
Something just to juice you up.
Dishwasher. Couch cushion? Are you
all
just
right.
naming stuff
so that,
right now?
That was a hell of a plug, by the way. I don't,
sorry.
Not to be outdone, but that was an incredible plug.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
So this is sponsored by madattack.com, where you get your iFunnies.
All your funny needs. I don't know. Or right, something. Right, maybe a jingle. Maybe a... You farted another...
The tagline.
Oh, my God. We'll do the intro music. And then, like, madattack.com will have intro music. So it's just, like, the first 5 minutes of the new podcast are just intro music.
Yeah, oh my God, that would get old super fast.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Like, we'll tell people skip to 3:15.
Just go to like 7 minutes and 34 seconds and then listen to the show. Wait, why don't I want to listen to 7.5 minutes? You don't want to know. Zach got this stupid idea about intro music. And since we can only play up to 30 seconds, it'll just be...
I guess if 14, we make the content...
No, it'll be 15 different...
If we generate
30.
The content, it can be as long as we want.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you about, that the metal mashup video you were playing.
Yeah.
Is that technically copywritten?
I don't know, because it's a new thing. It's two
copywritten videos audio.
I guess
put together.
It's not really made to make money though.
Yeah, so we could probably. I mean, we're not actually going to do it, but I mean, in theory, if we wanted to play that whole song, we could.
True.
Just a thought.
And if it violated copyright laws, I mean, YouTube's pretty good about yanking stuff pretty quick.
Yeah, fuck them. Welcome. All right. Anyways, so back to some more serious news.
I have another plug.
Well, I want to hear about this past Sunday or the past Sundays. You've got the new comic book group, which is called
So You Want to Make Comics. It's actually a secret group, so nobody can really join it per se. But if you were to drop me a line, I can easily add you. That's doneand30@gmail.com.
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 Spell it yourself, bitch.
D.
Neither. I don't know.
I thought you were going to go O. I was going to go N-E.
I'm just not that good.
And then I was going to go inside of 30.
I'm not like, I'm not really that good at being like a
improv
thug.
Guy.
Well,
like on the toes, kind of. No, I'm not. Just kind of riffing.
No, if somebody like threw a bucket of cold water on me in my sleep and was like, solve the Rubik's Cube or the room explodes, I'm just going to go, well, God, here I come. Yeah, just like throw it in the side and just, I don't know.
I think for a radio personality guy person thing, you kind of need to maybe work on that a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I need to work on transition. It's apparent. It's hilariously terrible.
It's so bad.
But
just,
I don't really have
you
to,
just
like...
go, we got a new group, and it's called... It's like, but I wasn't done talking, though.
Now you are, because I'm talking over you.
I guess. Okay, so I need to work on what?
Just a little improv, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not creative.
Unless you just want to be the straight guy, which Elizabeth thinks means the like there's a gay guy and then there's a straight man.
Well, we talked about this like on probably the first or second show.
Yeah, usually in a comedy duo, like
there's
gotta Abbott
be someone,
and Costello.
There's got to be somebody sucking a cock.
Yeah.
So whether it's a female personality or a gay guy, there's got to be somebody that's okay with taking
not,
a dick,
not
and then they can be on the show. Wait, really?
That's not where I was going. I'm just saying, usually there's the guy who does the joke setup, and then there's the guy who like does the slam dunk.
Oh, yeah, you set it up and knock it down. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or alley-oop or whatever.
It's the Jay and Silent Bob. Obviously, Silent Bob is the straight man because he's the one who's just like there for like the setup. And then Jay's
Kevin
just there
Smith
being ridiculous.
Does a podcast and it's nothing because he doesn't talk.
It's just other people like...
It's just like...
Use your hands!
Who's Jay? Like, his name's real name is like Jay.
Jason Mewes.
Yeah, Jason Mewes.
He was only like 14 or 15 whenever that movie was shot. Did you know that?
Which one?
The Clerks one. The first Clerks.
But...
Yeah.
He was saying some pretty vile things
in
that.
Yeah, he was.
At 14? Get the fuck out.
And I think Kevin Smith was like 25 or something. So he's hanging out with this like teenager, essentially.
That's kind of weird.
Like in today's society, that's weird. But like back then, I mean, you just hung out with anybody who was into comics because it wasn't like a big.
Yeah, that'd be kind of
thing.
You know, you and I talked about this originally when we did the podcast. We talked about something I have on my bucket list where I want to take somebody that's like famous. And I mean, just household names. Doesn't matter what they do.
And do what?
Comedian,
slather them with bees?
Movie star, musician, whatever.
Just dip him in honey and then...
No.
Oh, is it just me?
Why would you want to slather them in honey? What?
But why does the guy in
okay, so
why does the guy in what's it called?
Let me get to this point.
No, I want to get to this joke.
Ah!
Why does the guy do the pee-pee dance in that one movie, Silence of the Lambs?
Oh, I thought you meant the pee-pee dance from
There's another pee pee dance?
Yeah, there's that scene from
cut this out.
This is the creativity part that I'm losing. Ryan Reynolds plays like the cool college kid. It's a National Lampoon's
staffing.
No, it's National Lampoon's like college blah blah
Van
blah
Wilder.
Blah. Van Wilder. And the guy goes, he's like he goes, I told you she was a good girl. Told you it was her first time. And he's like, come on, man, it hurts when I gotta. And he's like dancing. And he goes, it hurts when you have to pee. He's like, no, man. Oh, I just ruined it. I just totally ruined it.
You ruined it?
Because he's doing the dance and he goes, it hurts when I, and he goes, it hurts when you dance. And he goes, no, when I pee, man. And that's when he.
Yeah, just throw that one in the garbage.
All right, I lit that one on fire.
So what were you saying there a second ago? Yeah, I got to stamp it.
Something to the effect of.
Make sure that it doesn't singe my carpet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, here, I'll dump some Coke on it. Oh, no, Jesus.
I just made a stain at the cleanup later.
Kevin Smith doing a podcast. It'd be funny.
Silent Bob.
Okay, so basically take a household name and go back to like the very beginning of their career. So, for example, Kevin Smith. Can you imagine like what late 80s Kevin Smith doing stand-up? Like to see how he got his start, just to kind of like see how these household names – like, for example, you and I talked about...
I want to do a DiCaprio thing, because his early movies are kind of weird.
Really?
Yeah.
I honestly, Titanic was probably the first thing I ever saw him
in. Hoffman, the first time we saw Hoffman, he was in his, what, late 20s?
What, Rain Man?
No, he was a little bit older for Rain Man.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
And then how many people came out of, like, classical theater?
Yeah, but just like...
How many people came from, like, improv groups?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How many people were just did it in high school and then like,
just transitioned into a glorious career because they made a name for themselves.
How many famous babies? Like, I want to see what Will Smith, I mean, he was famous for Fresh Prince. He had that brief stint in the music career.
Millennium.
Yeah. Well, even before that, really? Parents don't understand. He had a summertime.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that
it's summertime. Whenever rap was just like,
take off your shoes because your mom just vacuumed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do your homework and clean your teeth before you go to bed.
I mean, there was some good stuff that came out of there. Not, I was like, not to get anybody
that's like hip hop rap.
Right.
Nowadays, it's like,
I wish I could cue up
like a beeping sound. It's like, shoot up in the. Smoke up.
Yeah.
And it's like.
It's almost like a Daft Punk song.
They have to edit stuff out so. Oh my
smoke
God.
It, bonnet, burr, burr,
burr. Okay, so Juicy J has a song that I thoroughly enjoy. And it's called Bands That Make Her Dance. Yes,
yeah,
that's
bands
right.
Bands That Make Her Dance.
And so the Lil Wayne part, I remember like when it was on the radio, the first like.
Few seconds.
30 seconds of just, his verse. Yeah, you couldn't. It was a joke because, well, in his line of work, the N-word is something he's not afraid to say.
No,
so
it's like
just,
your punctuation at that point.
It really is.
It's like full stop and stop.
And you almost got me to say it, you son of a bitch. Done in 30
Nitrous.
The Done in 30 podcast is experiencing technical difficulties. I'm going to take a drink.
Yeah, I like the way you.
Anyway, so I don't know. I just thought about looking at.
Oh, now would this just be like an episode featuring Dustin Hoffman, featuring Johnny Depp?
I don't know.
Now
that'd be like a whole different podcast. This is
this
has its own
stream of consciousness.
Form. Yeah,
that one's a little bit more themed. Like today, we're going to talk about Patrick Stewart.
We're gonna talk about the movie star Kevin Bacon. And Kevin Bacon's first movie.
Was it Tremors? Was it Flashdance? Was it, what was it?
Is that what the movie's called? Tremors?
Tremors, yeah.
Yeah, with the big old worms in the ground.
Yeah, that was such a cool movie.
Let me go ahead and save you an hour and a half of your life.
Uh-huh.
Don't watch Tremors 4.
There's a fourth one? I learned that there's a new Leprechaun movie, too.
That is legitly... That is legitly one of the worst movies like, I love bad movies. Right. For those of you that don't know,
have you seen Rubber?
Yes, I have. I grew up on Mystery Science Theater 3000. I mean, those guys are my heroes. I mean, they're fantastic.
Until later, until you introduced it to me, actually.
So I love bad movies. Like, I love to make fun of them. Tremors 4, you couldn't do anything with it.
It was just nothing.
Horrible. Hello. Hey, get off Facebook. This is a show.
We're trying to do a podcast.
And now the guy that rather play on Facebook than record a podcast.
No, I'm listening. I just got the ADHWQX47, and you're telling a story.
Yeah, I was.
And I'm trying to engage with the story, but I got to do things with my hands.
Bad.
But yeah, but Tremors 4.
Tremors Quattro.
One of those trees. Quattro
is bad. It's really bad.
How bad was it?
They go like back in time or something to like the old West.
They solved time travel?
No, they don't go back in time. The movie's just set back when the Tremors first started happening.
So it's like a prequel Tremors. Yeah. I hate when they do that. It's like, start with the origin and let's just jump on board. If we realize how stupid the origin story was, probably wouldn't see the first one, right?
Yeah, but what's the...
I mean, it's got Kevin Bacon in like pole vaulting.
I don't think Kevin Bacon was in that one. That's the best part. It doesn't even have Kevin Bacon in it.
It probably doesn't have any like named actors.
No,
I wonder how many Tremors 4 scripts that were written.
and then they passed over. We can't do this one. We couldn't possibly film this.
This one takes place in Serbia. We don't have the rights to go there.
Anyways, let's get back to the serious shit. So, because we have a billboard of itineraries to get to. We're at 26 minutes, so fuck it. Whatever. We're going to give you an hour-long show today because we didn't do an episode last week. So
because
like,
we like you that much.
Yeah, this is dedication. This is dedication to the fans, to all the sponsors, to all the, you know, just go ahead and hit that like button, hit that subscribe, you know, mash that like button. Leave a comment.
Or is it like if you got a cat, subscribe if you got a dog?
Hey, subscribe if you breathe air, mash that like button if you like the video, hit it again, but then you unlock the video, so you got to hit like again. So like, you just hit like 3 times or like an odd number of times, and then leave a comment down in the comment section. Maybe just type the word subscribe in the comment section.
Comment with your pet's name.
Yeah, Matt sent me a link to that.
It was
funny after like the first like 30 seconds.
But it was like 5 minutes long.
It was a gameplay from fucking combat training. He was playing bots and he won.
Oh!
Yeah, free for all against bots. I'll win that every day, unless it's on fucking veteran or whatever.
Uh-oh.
That shit's bull.
Is Zach nerd raging right now?
That's because Infinity Ward and Treyarch, when they have them on like hardened... No, it's veteran. When the bots are on veteran mode, you can't win. I mean, the only time you can kill a bot is when it's shooting someone else.
Huh.
Because the second it turns, like, okay, you know when you scope in a sniper rifle and then you turn, it's like some molasses?
Yeah.
Okay, when a bot uses a sniper rifle, it aims in, and then it just goes 90 degrees, pow, 90 degrees, pow. Like, it makes turns like nothing and just, like, kills people and then scopes out to reload. So you're like walk through a doorway and you're like, I got a one shot, one kill. It's super OP is my point. I don't really have a joke to follow up with something being overpowered. Let's talk about comics again. So you had the meeting.
I had the meeting. A couple of people showed up. We made a game plan. I'd rather not disclose that information.
Oh, is it secretive?
It's not secretive. It's just, you know, I don't want to like bring other people into.
It's a private show. Yeah, I understand. It's like VIP.
Invitation only. We went to this pizza place called Gamboli's.
Did you eat there or did you just meet up there?
Yeah, I ate there. I had a deep dish pepperoni pizza. It was pretty good. It was actually half the tits.
Hmm.
It wasn't the tits. It was just like a left tit.
Like one
or
tit?
Whichever one's your favorite. It's like your favorite tit.
Like the boob that survived the war. It didn't get shot off. So she's
like,
yeah,
it's the
Uniboob.
One that survived the cancer. It's not the flat one.
Oh, that's
sad face.
my lips pouted there for a moment.
Yeah, I can hear that. It was an audible, just like, meow.
There's a lot of pouting, because I was just going to make a joke about how she went to, like, war.
Uh-huh.
One was shot off, and so she comes back, and they realign the other one
with,
in the,
like,
center.
Real life there.
And it was like, and she becomes a superhero.
Uniboob!
She uses that one tit to fight crime.
Miki and the one tit.
Anyway, so...
there's a comic book idea right there.
Who, Miki?
Miki and the one tit. She's got one tit left.
Who the fuck would Miki be?
The main character. Miki, she's got one tit.
Oh, and the one tit.
Yep.
Okay, so the tit has, like, a role in the comic book?
Yeah, that's her weapon. That's literally what you're just talking about.
So, I know, but...
it's like a speed bag.
Yeah,
just beats people up. Solves math problems.
That's,
I don't know,
a pretty big plagiarism thing, so let's just move on.
Really?
I definitely stole that idea from somebody.
Did you really?
Yeah, where I just...
You tell jokes that are from other people?
Oh,
I feel so betrayed.
Oh, my God.
I thought this was just straight from your
okay,
head.
Okay, well,
since
we're copyright infringement already, let's go ahead and I'll tell the Mitch Hedberg joke I saw today, where it was like, I like rice, and so if I was hungry, I'd eat it, and he's like... or something like, if I was hungry, I'd eat rice, because if I was hungry for something that I want like 2,000 of, I know I ruined it, but that's the point. Like,
my
God
favorite,
damn it, he's funny.
My favorite, just like, apropos of nothing, he just goes, dogs are forever in the sit-up position, or push-up position. I was like, what? I guess, kinda. Why are you saying this to me?
That's because it's Mitch Hedberg. Like, yeah. Again, like, I know we've talked about this before, but on paper, Mitch Hedberg's like the comedian that does not... he's not funny.
Right.
And then he gets up on stage and he gets that kind of like
delivery.
Hunched over.
Like, I don't want to look at you, but want to say funny things.
Yeah. And he just leans out.
There's just like a secret that you want to get in on that he knows, but you don't know it. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah. Guy. So I walk up to this guy and he says, do you want a frozen banana? And I said, no. And I was like, but I want a banana later. So I said, yes. Like, and I'm sure that's not exactly how he says it, but again, like, it's just, if you read that, you go like, cricket, cricket. But but he gets up on stage and it's just, it's magic. And it's a real shame that he died.
Yeah.
And that's my, you know, rest in peace, Mitch Hedberg corner.
Sponsored by
madattack.com. This has been Dead Comedians That I Miss, sponsored by
madattack.com. What are other dead comedians you miss? Like Sam Kinison.
Yeah, Sam Kinison.
Comedians you'd wish would die. Who's the guy with the giant eyeballs?
A lot of kind of always talk like this.
What?
He's in that like movie where he goes to college with his son and he gets him into the swim team.
You know he's dead, right?
Oh, he is?
Yeah, that's Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah.
He's actually
dead.
Oh,
I thought he was still alive. Crickets, crickets, crickets. Here, throw that one away. I don't mean it. I don't mean it, Rodney Dangerfield. I don't mean it.
Yeah, he's
okay now. It's
definitely dead. Super dead. And Rodney Dangerfield, I liked him. So
I liked him, but I don't know. It was just something that didn't gel.
Was it his acting or was it stand-up?
I think it was like that, almost, was it vaudeville? I just didn't identify with it. Well, you know, I think he also had writers that would write his jokes.
Does that sound like a plane?
No. Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see the chemtrail.
Yeah, dog, chemtrails.
But more about Rodney Dangerfield. His movies are kind of funny.
Yeah, I enjoyed his... I enjoyed Rodney Dangerfield. I thought he was a funny guy. I just...
I kind of like the fast delivery.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
He kind of had that... He's like doing what Dice Clay does.
Yeah, and that's a guy that I'm not very familiar with, so that's something I can't really
like.
He
does like the hand thing. He's like doing things really fast.
Wait a minute,
fast.
Is that the guy you were telling me about where he's like really lame? Where he's like, yeah, I just wife and I just went and gotten a puppy the other day. You know what I mean? Like he does his own thing.
That's Mike Birbiglia.
No. You showed me some comedian. Ooh, sorry. Ignore that. Anyways,
No, tell me more about this comedian.
You just showed me a video of him the other day, and he's just like, he's just sitting there, like, you know, like casually talking, and yeah, I just did the, and it was funny. Like you said, he was kind of like a nonchalant stand-up comedian, and
Stephen Wright?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Or he'd say those, like, just bizarre, almost non sequitur things that shouldn't be. He's like so.
I got
literal.
My papers shuffled on the desk, and then they fell on the ground.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, or
it's that like dry wit.
Yeah,
but he's like really key on that turn of phrase, which I think is kind of interesting, and that's where the comedy lies. That turn of phrase, where he's just like he's giving you reality, and then he's changing the. Who's that? Is that the
wait? Did somebody screen this call?
Seriously, we're getting to know. Does it just dry?
No. Hold on. We're not going to answer that. Apparently, it was a guy that was going to call in and talk about chemtrails. So.
Yeah, we'll keep him off.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no. Alex Jones has enough with Jade Helm.
Yeah, we're not gonna dive into chemtrails tonight. So no, thank you. So yeah, we're gonna ignore that phone call. If you have anything else to call in, just dial the number 9:30. The letter of the day is 7. Anyway, so who the fuck else was at the
the thing? My brother was at the thing. He was.
Oh, your brother came out. Good.
Yeah, he's That's promoting the
very
ability.
Very supportive.
Yeah, like
your one and only sibling. It was very polite of him to come out and support. I would have been there, but I had prior engagements,
and I didn't. I don't even think I invited you.
Right? Yeah, it's because I'm not a. I don't do comic book stuff. But I mean, I would be there to support you like I did at PopCon. But it was also my only day off, and last Sunday I told myself that I wasn't going to do anything. Okay, you ready for what I accomplished?
You scratched your balls. I sat on the couch.
I put clothes on.
Uh-huh.
I ate food, and I played video games.
Whoa, it's too many things. Too many things.
I know. Even that's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was too much. I shouldn't have put clothes on. I shouldn't have eaten food. I should have just, like...
Existed
in the space.
In time.
In time, man. No, but seriously, that chair in my room.
Lines, one of my favorite lines. Oh, shit, was called I Heart Huckabees. One guy turns to Jason Schwartz. It actually is pretty good. He turns to Jason Schwartzman and he goes, "Hey, man, have you ever transcended time and space?" And he goes, "I've transcended to time, but not space." Wait, what? Just that, like, dry response.
Yeah, I've done time, just not space. Space is too mainstream.
And then
like that defuck look on.
Yeah.
What?
Jude Law's in that movie.
Are you patronizing me, bruh?
Yeah, I'm patronizing
bruh.
I donated to your donation thing.
Oh, isn't that what it is? Or is it patronizing?
Patronizing?
I don't know. Words evade me sometimes.
They do.
Words are funny. Hey, you want to hear something crazy?
What's that?
Every word you've ever heard, unintentional, has been made up.
Well, yeah, it's just a sound that somebody makes that connects
that's
an abstraction.
Your brain exploding because it was mind blown.
Why is one instead of blarbin? Like, why?
Yeah, it's kind of like that South Park episode where people from the future speak one language and it's just it's the.
Oh, it would be interesting if we could think so fast.
All races put together
and compress all of our words almost like a zip document. And you would hear the zip document and your brain would just like unpackage it and then it would be just like a novel worth of text and you would just instantly understand
it.
Yeah,
but that seems way too futuristic. Like, it wouldn't be fun to talk to anybody anymore. It's
or
like
you would just have conversations at a rapid pace.
So, okay, this is a good transition. Did you see the video I shared of the deaf girls getting into a fight?
I saw that was a thing.
Did you watch that?
And I was at work and I was like, I probably shouldn't click this.
Oh my God, Matt. It is a group. And okay, now let me go ahead and throw this out there. I am not making fun of deaf people. Let me just, if you have a disability.
As he proceeds to make fun of deaf people.
No. I'm going to say some words that are going to make this sound like I'm making fun of people.
Out of context.
That of the five senses, maybe they're missing one of them.
Right.
Okay. But it is a solid, I'm going to say 8 people. And they're all sitting around a picnic table just hanging out. They're all deaf or mute, and so they're signing to each other.
I wonder what they're saying.
The video...
Is there a caption?
yeah, it's just two deaf girls get into a after argument. Two deaf girls get into an
fist
fight.
The name of the video. Like, was there captions on like what they're signing to each other?
There is zero context.
It's just like fire truck, fuck you, fuck you.
No, seriously, there's no captions. There's no context. It is just the video starts out
nowhere,
and it's just people signing to each other. And so it pans back and forth to a couple people, and they're speaking to each other, but they're not speaking. They're just signing. Now there's a girl sitting at the picnic table. There's another one standing up. And as if they were saying, hey, you want to go grab lunch? The two of them just stood up and walked over in the grass and then just started punching each other.
Well, at least they were like nice about it.
They were so formal about it. Like,
and now
if
we are
was
entering
like,
the combat
hey,
stage.
It wasn't like,
oh God, it's like
hey,
magic.
Were you fucking my man? Oh, hell no. And then she started pulling her hair. No, they stood up.
It's like
they
now
walked,
we are entering.
They both walked over to like a fighting area.
I'm done with main phase one. We are now declaring our attackers.
All right. And next in the briefing, we are going to go in the grass. But it was like a baseball diamond, and it was a picnic table by the baseball diamond.
And next up to punch is Teresa. She's
a cheating hoe that slept with my man, and she weighs in at approximately the fat bitch mark.
And you can see her later in the white Tahoe.
So anyway, so yeah, it is completely silent. And then a larger girl, she's not fat, she's actually not like overweight.
Thick.
Oh, she's just a little thick, yeah. Like kind of like you and I, like we're a little overweight. Like that's she's like okay. She's not like a gorilla beating up on a chimpanzee. I mean, she's actually they're both about the same size. But she clearly wins. I mean, she beats the piss out of her. I mean, it's mostly like slapping and I mean it's luckily it's not a violent video, too violent. But yeah, she beats the piss out of her. Now, here's where it gets really uncomfortable to watch. So
they yell at her to stop. They can't hear.
No, they came up to her and were like hitting her and pulling her shirt like, hey, this is not
cool.
Now, here's the weird part with two deaf people that have to tell each other stuff by sign. When you're punching somebody or
what does
slapping
that mean?
Them. Let's say she's like, I'm sorry.
She
like,
just keeps
oh
saying
my God,
yellow. It's just like yellow.
I don't know. Like the other girl was trying to stop her, but she kept putting her hand over her mouth and it was just strange. And so
it was kind of a weird hand over the mouth.
I don't know. I think she was just like pushing on her face and just like, fuck you. Kind of like she hated her. She was mad at her. So she was punching her in the face.
I went context. I went so many details in that.
I would love to know what they were talking about.
Or what they were...
Because this entire video, they make noises or murmurs or they're breathing heavily, but that's it. It's silent. It's so quiet, Matt. You can hear the traffic in the background.
Huh.
It's just... there is nobody in the video speaking.
Huh.
They're signing and saying, please stop. And you know what I mean? And again, I'm not trying to make fun of them. That's just how they sound. They're not... They've never heard a voice before, so they just sound a little handicapped.
Or if they have heard a voice, they only hear like a portion of a voice.
For sure. And yeah, it's one of the most bizarre videos I've ever seen. It's two deaf women fighting each other very physically, but not like, hey, ripping the hair out, smashing their face. No, like gross stuff. Just basic cat fight. And there's a group of people that are watching and telling them, like, you know, please stop and don't do that anymore. And they can't speak. It's just a lot of, you hear a lot of hand slapping together.
Huh. It's kind of
interesting. It's very interesting. So for those of you that would like to watch this, I would guess it'd be fairly easy to find. Just type in like,
you're trying to watch people with disabilities. What's next? A bunch of blind people trying to fight?
What's next? A bunch of black people? Anyways, now I just type in like two deaf girls argument brawl or something like that.
That would be interesting though. Two blind people trying to fight, they're just like punching in different areas.
So somebody on
add another swing and a miss.
Somebody on Reddit today put a I don't know if this is like cute, but it's also really sad. I guess their dog went blind, so they took like a person's belt and they put it around the chest of the dog.
It was like a flea collar or something.
Yeah, and it provides this like barrier so that when the dog walks, it like bumps into things and learns to. I don't know.
What's
maybe
creepy,
it's mostly
though,
blind.
It was whoever was taking the picture. The dog was looking right at them, like right into the lens.
Yeah, with those like glassed over, dead eyes.
Add it to the creep.
It's creepy. Creepy pasta. Okay, so the itinerary is mostly shot, but we can. Do you want to tell me about your car? You said it has been fucking up or something.
Yeah. So
or don't talk about it.
Unlike deaf people, my car doesn't make noises.
Oh, where's it? Didn't.
And it's only whenever I turn left. There's kind of like a noise whenever I turn left. And I think it's a leprechaun. And Elizabeth thinks it's my power steering, but it's only whenever I turn left.
Yeah, it could be power steering related. It could be...
Or brakes, or like a bearing, maybe.
There's a lot of... Unfortunately, there's a lot of variables.
Hey, did you ever get your airbag thing fixed?
Yeah. Listen to this. I don't know
fully know the recall, so you
They just basically the latch that holds the airbag would actually rupture and shoot out at people if it ever deployed.
Oh my.
Yeah, I think a certain number of people died, and then they're like, yeah, I guess we should recall these.
You know, when people die, it's often a good idea to recall an item.
Right. Like, even before they die, like if it's an issue.
Like, if somebody makes cups, like the one I'm drinking out of right now, and like, it like starts killing people.
Right. Or even
you should
if it's
probably
prone to leaking.
Recall the cup.
Right. Cup.
Cup. Drinking out of cups. Being a little bitch. Who's this guy? Who's this? Whose chair is this?
So,
not my chair, not my problem.
So how much do you think it's going to cost to fix, doctor?
Well, based on your verbal testimony,
mm-hmm. Are you going to have to go out and like hit my car's knees or something?
Based on the facts that have been presented before me, I'm going to have to say $1 million.
Sounds about right.
Now, I don't know. Is it a rubbing? Is it a grind?
It's more like a squeaking. It's like... And it's only whenever I turn left.
Now, if you turn the wheel... Okay, a good test for power steering, which would be like pump going out, fluid being low, belt being loose, is when the car is parked, turn the wheel. With it on, of course. That way the pump is forced to turn the wheel under a load. When you're moving and you turn the wheel, that's nothing. Load. So anyways, but seriously, what the most strain you can put on a power steering pump is when the car is parked and you turn the wheel. And so a good way to determine if the pump, belt, fluid levels, whatever that you can like knock that out of that part of the diagnosis out. Then from there, I mean, yeah, there are steering components. There are suspension components. If one side has gone bad,
what about the brakes? The brakes aren't really activated.
Did you say
it's
like a high caller? Could you make the noise for me?
Yes, it was a.
It kind of sounds like a brake pad that has no more friction material on it.
That sounds about right.
Brake pads also have these indicator strips, and they're designed so that when you hear that, but it's normally when you're braking only. It's not when you're turning, but when you turn, you brake. And okay, let me ask you this. When you let off the brake and then accelerate into a turn, let's say it's like a roundabout, do you still hear it, or is it only while you brake?
You know, I've only done the actual turn action. I haven't done like a full rotation or anything.
Oh, okay. So like just a right or left hand turn. Wait, you said turning left?
Turning left. It's only left.
And so, okay, so that puts all the weight on the right side of the car, the passenger side. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, is it something you're going to fix personally? Then fuck it. Just have a technician diagnose it.
I just want to know how much I'm going in for, because I'm not the richest of individuals.
Yeah, and if it's not a safety issue, then you could just say, yeah, fuck it, I'll pass on it. But
yeah, I don't know if it's a safety issue, though, because I don't know anything about... It's just magic inside of that. It's just a metal magic box.
You would be amazed at how simple automobiles are, but people are just like, yeah, they're like, ooh, there's a unicorn under there? I don't know how it works.
With that Dane Cook joke, it's a...
Is there a unicorn in my exhaust? Thanks for not fucking me. I think that's how it goes. He's like, how much was it? $3,000? Oh, okay. Thanks for not fucking me. Something like that.
I'm sorry. We're stealing his essence right now.
Nah, I wasn't loud enough.
Yeah. What if he just like kicks down the door? Does his
Dane Cook? Oh yeah! Like, oh, you boys are making fun of me. Didn't you see Employee of the Month?
You should have bought tickets. That's an 89 Honda.
How dare you? That's my sorry. That's all I got, ladies. Thank you. That's and the crowd goes mild. So your car is making noises. Just have a professional look at it. I'm not. Now, this isn't that radio show called Car Talk. That's
hey, caller, the Car Talk, bro.
I got a board over 350 under the hood, with a K&M
filter. Now tell me this. Is it an expensive car?
It goes vroom vroom when I hit the drag strip.
What you gotta do is drive it off a bridge.
Drive it off a bridge. What an asshole.
Yeah, I know. Those click and clack.
Anyway, so I don't know. I mean, we do have some friends that are in the automotive business. I may be one of them, but I'm not the best. I'm not going to claim
you're like
that.
My parts guy.
I'm a parts man, and I'm not even a parts man for Honda, so
yeah,
you're fucked.
Sorry.
I work for a domestic dealer, and that's all I'll tell you. Anyway, so
Let me do this one. So my car is looking kind of ugly right now. It's just a situation. I heard you had a situation here recently. Where you might have been in a situation.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just witnessed the first transition from Matt.
That's so adorable.
I know.
Okay, so I'm going to try and make this one a short one.
No. We'll go as long as we need. So, I'll cut it in two parts.
Two parts, dog. Two parts.
Take as much as you need.
So anyways, so for those of you that don't know, I'm single, as can be. And
Sponsored by Zach's Singleness.
Ladies listening, feel free to email me.
Email me at dunnin30@gmail.com.
If you're, you know, lonely and afraid. Anyway, so thanks.
Someone to hold
for those of you that, why do I keep saying that? Basically, there are online dating sites that I may or may not be a part of.
They've gone online, have they?
And I have recently met a female from a site.
Which site?
It was Plenty of.
Well, that's a cute name. That's
should
cute.
Be called. I can't. No, I'm stealing that joke too. Uh-oh. Anyway, so
censoring. Plenty of. Throw that one back.
Yeah, plenty of. And I can't say that out loud. Seriously, man. Like, I'm so unoriginal. I can't.
Plenty of bish.
Yeah, more like plenty of bish.
Yeah.
Whatever. So anyway, so we talk on the phone. We exchange numbers. We text. She seems pretty awesome.
First, you exchange numbers. Then you talk on the phone, I believe, is the order of things in the fish universe, the Fishiverse.
So I receive her phone number. We text. We talk on the phone. She seems like a pretty cool chick.
Can you describe her dating profile?
The pictures were misleading, but I was ignorant at the time.
How do you mean misleading?
I think her bio was just like blah blah blah, message me or something. So
did
that
she
was
have
like
a 2006 haircut? And
I don't even know what a 2006 haircut is.
Like the emo thing?
No. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is that I knew she had some extra meat on her. Who doesn't? So I was like, okay, whatever. That's fine.
She had the angles.
She did have a couple of angles, but the full body picture is kosher in my book. So I was like, whatever, I'll roll with it. And so we agreed to meet. She stood me up on the first night. Hilarious. So
somebody
I gave her a second
dare
chance
to stand you up.
I'm a catch.
Is that the first thing you said? So you actually showed up this time.
No, but when we spoke on the phone the next night, I said, so you're going to stand me up again? And she was like, shut up.
Sorry.
She said,
she told
yeah.
You to shut up.
No, she said, I know I suck at life. I was like, yeah, you do.
Damn.
Roast.
Played it straight.
So
we just need Lisa Lampanelli up here.
She's had sex with black men.
Yeah, that's
anyways,
a joke.
Yeah. So she says, you know, where do you want to meet? And I'm like, let's figure this out. Like, so this was like, okay, so this was on a Tuesday. So she stands me up on a Tuesday. Wednesday rolls around.
Let me ask you this. Was it a buffet place?
No. It was a...
an all-you-can-eat
It was
stuff
a
and
certain animal where you can purchase wings. And there's three of them.
Oh.
So anyways,
it's,
so...
It's Garofalo...
Bison. Bison mild...
Leg...
Twos.
It's elephant crazy horn.
Yeah, whatever. You would just have to throw the number in there at the end, like.
Oh, there isn't even three W's in that. I don't even know why people say.
I don't know.
B two.
B dubs.
Yeah, that's what it was.
The fuck, dubs means like 22s, right? Like rims.
I think so. According to
rolling on dubs,
certain whoop discs, whoop. Certain compact discs
what?
I may have listened to in the '90s.
I had to edit myself.
So you
we
go to
finally
a place.
Okay. But this is the best part. So she lives southwest of me, and I call her on night number two because she's taking her sweet ass time. And I was like, hey, you going to stand me up again? She's like, shut up. She's in the car already. And I said, well, what are you doing? Because we had agreed that after dinner we could meet up for a drink. And she goes, yeah, I have dinner plans with my grandparents because that's who she lives with. Okay, whatever. So she says.
She doesn't live alone or anything? She doesn't have like a apartment?
No, she just moved here from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. So she's living with the grandparents. Why is she living with the grandparents?
I guess they're not in the best of health, and she just moved here like October or something.
Do you think that's just something she's saying? Like, oh yeah, my roommates.
I don't care. It does not matter at this point. So
doesn't impact the story.
Yeah, it doesn't impact. I mean, it's just one big joke. One big joke. So, so we speak on the phone, and she says that. Yeah, I just took a shower and I'm in my like pajamas or whatever. You still want to like meet up? And I was like, well, sure, but where do you want to go? And she goes, oh, just a little bit. She's like, yeah, we can meet up somewhere, but I'm out getting something for my grandparents. And I said, I was like, oh, okay. So like, where do you want to meet? And like a Speedway in Indianapolis would be kind of like a midway point between the two of us. And I said, so you don't want to maybe just find a bar or pub in Speedway? She's like, well, I don't. And I'm like, wait, are you in the car? She goes, yeah, I don't really know where I am right now. The GPS says I think I'm still in Fishers. And I was like, wait, what? And so for those of you that don't know, Indianapolis is kind of like a clock. I live at like 9 o'clock. She lives at like 6 o'clock. And Fishers is like 2 o'clock a 2-armed clock.
Right.
I mean, the total fucking opposite part of the city. And she goes, yeah, I just entered Fishers. I'm like, what? Like, you went 45 minutes away? She's like, yeah, some animal clinic. Who cares? So I said, okay, so what sounds good? She goes, well, let's go somewhere. And I was like, how about...
Yeah, who comes up with that?
I think I mentioned it because it was right there on 86th Street near Michigan
Road.
They had
an excellent deal on boneless wings at the time.
She liked the bone. And I just was like, all right, fuck it. Let's go. So it's like 11 o'clock at night.
Get my parm on.
And I'm not hungry. I'm more or less just like, let's just have a drink and meet this broad.
Yeah, let's get this over with.
And yeah, really, I mean, at this point, I'm just like, she better be fucking smoking hot or this ain't going to work. Yes, that's right. I'm shallow. So we call each other. We both arrive at the establishment about the same time.
Well, oh, about the same time. Nice.
Because she calls me, says, hey, I just parked. Where you at? I'm like, hey, I'm just parking. Oh, LOL.
Oh, my gosh. Samesies.
Samesies. Buy me a Coke. So
you're like, shut up. I'm going to buy you whatever you
park.
Want.
It's very dark out. It's like 11 o'clock at night.
And it's dark in the establishment, too.
I don't know why I went out so late. Maybe it's a sign of desperatism. So we speak, and I'm like,
hear
oh,
that?
You're here.
Ladies, done in 30 at gmail.com. Hashtag desperate.
Just send me something, anything. And she says, I'm in this, like, whatever, midsize SUV. And she's like, yeah, am I like a green car and like a white car? And I'm like, oh, I see those two vehicles. Oh, there's a third one behind it. Oh, she's in there. So I park, I hang up, we get out of the car. I get out of the car. I'm walking towards her, and she's not out of her car yet. And then, like, she waits, like, almost, like, planned.
She's, like, looking at her rearview mirror, just waiting for your silhouette to get larger.
Oh, no, she gets,
larger.
She, like, is facing me.
Oh.
And she gets out of her car, and she comes around this little midsize SUV, and I'm, like, 10 feet away, so I can't run away at this point.
You're like,
she walks around, and she goes, hey, blah, blah, starts saying something, and I'm like, whoa.
Well, what?
Whoa, as in she doesn't look like the person in their photos.
What, does she have like a monkey on her shoulder or something?
It wasn't. I literally got catfished. Like, she was heavier than she was in her photos.
Oh, my goodness.
But like to the point where I thought I was talking to like her
a
mom instead
person.
Of her daughter. Yeah. Like when she got out, I was like, who
so,
are you?
It's like, I'm here to see Kathy. Are
I'm like,
you?
Who? I should have just spared myself the time and money and just, who are you? You're not her.
I put on
my game face and I approached and I gave her a hug.
Oh.
And I don't remember my arms being able to touch in the back.
Were they tingly after she got done bear hugging you?
Oh, God.
I mean, and like, what is a person to do at that point?
As we walk in. I said, hi, nice to meet you. Give her a hug.
Did you say something like a little barbed, like, oh, I look a bit different from your pictures?
No, I was just going to be polite. So,
I mean, that's probably
we turn and we go to walk in, and I just like I'll have to like,
do you have to do the radio? Like, oh,
no,
oh.
But I turn my head like a little cockeyed and look to the ground. And then, like, my eyes just bulged, and I was like, what Yeesh. The fuck is this? And I was like, oh, hey. So then I turned my head back to her, and we're just talking, blah, blah, how's day work, blah, 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 blah. It was horrible. She fucked, like, she didn't do this, oh, sorry, I'm a little fatter now. No, she catfished me. And
did she even, like, apologize or address it? Or?
No, we never spoke again. I never talked to her again, and
she
never talked to
Barb,
me.
Did she say something, Barb? Like, oh, are you going to call me again? Or?
You're never going to see me again. Are you going to love me tomorrow?
Anyway, so I opened the door for her to be a gentleman, and in that instant,
this gave me an opportunity to be a gentleman and let her through the door first. It also gives me the opportunity to check out that ass. Sorry,
what,
Mom.
What was she working
Anyways,
with?
Anyways, yeah, my mom's probably going to listen to this. Yikes. Anyways, so yeah, and it gives me a chance to scope out the caboose. It wasn't even worth it. I mean, she literally, this bitch was a pillow.
Jesus Christ.
Like a throw fucking pillow. Like, she
big,
was not
lumpy.
Attractive and lumpy. Yeah, it was horrible.
It's like a 5-year-old
horrible.
Just like stretched out pillow. It's got like craters and feathers
the
poking through.
The outfit she was wearing was like,
looks like the surface of Mars.
It would have been cute if she was like 100 pounds lighter, but she was just wearing like PJs that,
Now, I got to ask you this.
Matt, there was zero attribute.
There
was zero assets that I found attractive.
Now, whenever you're talking to her, was the conversation good? I mean, did she have a cute face?
No, she didn't have a cute face. And that's like super deal breaker number one. So we sat down, we ordered a drink. I kind of
just
said,
like,
how was your day?
I want the Buffalo Bank, bro.
Okay, I'll be real. I have never done this before in my life. I felt like the wife that has to fake an orgasm to get it over with.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm serious. Midway through the date, attempted to sound more boring. I'm not joking. I was like, okay, I don't want this bitch to call me back.
So I did like car parts, car part accessories.
I told her a couple of stories and tried to like, I was like, oh, but I can't think of that movie. Oh, you're know what I'm talking about? Like, I tried to ruin it. Yeah. I intentionally.
You're sabotaging your own.
Yeah. I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm going to make it more.
And she's probably like blogging about you. Worst date ever. I wonder what her side of the story is. Like what?
I'll tell you what, I have this trick since I am a single man trying to do the online dating.
Yeah, help a brother out for those who are single.
This is a pro tip I'll give you, listeners.
First, he told you he diagnosed your car for you, and now he's going to tell you.
No, it's just a little tip. Basically,
just a tip though.
When you are talking to somebody on the online dating profile, their pictures could be new, they could be old.
True.
A way to know. If
there
legit.
Could be like 9 people in the photo.
Yeah,
like,
and they're like, you don't know which.
Is there a volleyball team that's going to show up?
The only photo is with them and like 10 other people.
Oh, that pissed me off whenever I was amongst the scene.
You know,
like 2 people. And like usually whenever you take a photo of somebody, the subject's right in the middle.
Yeah, but they're just like a photo of like 3 people and it's like they're the one on the.
Right in the middle is just like negative space. You're like, holy shit, who is this?
What kind of photographer is this?
Right. She knows nothing about the rule of thirds.
Anyways, she, all of her photos were by herself, and a couple of them were very, very cute, but must have been like the perfect angle, or I'm not joking, like a year later. Just something ridiculous.
I mean,
she did not look
all right. She doesn't
at
have
all she, like any of her photos.
I'm gonna play devil's
okay,
advocate.
Okay, no. Before, well, okay, do that first. Ask me.
So you meet her. She's not exactly the candy wrapper that you're looking for. But was
no.
there a sweet center? Like, was there anything going on there? Like, what was her personality like? Just so we can get people
it.
On your side at least, so they're not like, oh, this asshole.
Yeah, I'm just shallow. Personality on the phone, very pleasant and very fun to talk to. Personality in person, I think I was so pissed. I was actually mad.
Do you think she could sense it? Probably.
I didn't try to hide
it.
Ruined it? Dude, she wasted my time.
Yes,
she stood me up on a Tuesday and then fucking Wednesday night at like 11 o'clock. I was watching a really good movie, which I want to tell you about. The movie was called Predestination. It's got Ethan Hawke in it. Oh my God, Matt, dude, it's like one of those movies. It's like the movie 1113. Have you ever seen that? Exactly. You've never seen it, and then you watch it, and you're like, "Fuck me, that was good." It's good. Like, they're total like C, B movies, whatever. Well, no. Sorry. They're just is advertised.
Right.
Professionally done, good actors, good script, good plot, and then you're done watching it, and you're like, wow, that was a really good movie.
How did I miss that one?
Maybe it was good at the Sundance Festival. I mean, you know, like, they didn't even go that far. What was I making the point of?
Yeah, I don't know.
Predestination was the movie I was watching that night. I wanted to fucking finish it. This broad gets me off my couch.
How dare she?
You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so my roommate Nate, who is like, who's the man? Like, I know it sounds really gay, but like, he, ever since he moved in, he fixes shit. He's a cool roommate, cooks well.
He's got a pretty good sense of humor. I like him for that.
Dude, sense of humor is the shit. Like, he's a really good friend. I met him through another friend, and he's like, he's easily excelled.
E-Money
and I. My, like, food chain. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
your friend chain.
I feel like he's a friend I've had for a decade.
Right.
But really, we've only been friends for like 4 years or something, right?
Really?
But,
that means like I knew
maybe 3.5. I don't know, man. The point is, I came back,
and then like a year later.
I don't know. We both worked at the same place, but didn't know each other. And then I met him hanging out with my other buddy from college, and I was like, "Oh yeah, he's cool." And then like years later, it's like,
"Dude, this guy's awesome."
Yeah, like. We're just like, we're perfect like bachelors together. That's why it's a lot of fun. So with that being said, Tuesday night, she stands me up and I'm just kind of like, you know, sad panda. And we're watching TV and he goes, "You want ice cream?" And I'm like, "Yeah." So we both sat and watched. We were watching some British TV show and we were eating ice cream because I got stood up for my date. You can't write that. That's hilarious.
It's pretty funny.
So anyway, so that was Tuesday night. So I'm already pissed on Wednesday, and I was like, "So you're gonna stay
me
up again?"
Eat a gallon of ice cream. I'm gonna lose
no,
my
I
curlish
had, like, coffee
figure.
Cup amount. But the point is that date one is supposed to be about making an impression,
right.
Not flat out lying to somebody. Because
I mean,
you're...
it's kind of the same thing. Usually put your best foot forward, which may or may not reflect
put
reality.
Her fattest foot forward. All right, give me a little.
Her best hoof forward.
Okay, look. Enough mean jokes aside. She was fat. I'm sorry, it's too much for me. I enjoy a woman with meat on her. I'll be honest. I like that. That's
no,
my thing.
No, we're not fat shaming. We're just saying that she represents an unhealthy lifestyle.
Super. Yeah. She's a EMT or some bullshit. That could have been a lie, too. I don't remember. I did learn something, though.
What's that?
Only positive thing to come from this date was the beer I drank, and I learned that when you're
you
on...
You sound like just such a dude right now. Oh, my God. The beer was stellar. And
it was. Can I tell you what brand it was? No. No, honestly, I can't remember. It was super dry. But the point is that she was telling me that when you're on disability at work, there are private investigators that follow you and audit you.
You didn't know that?
And make sure that you don't fucking lie about...
Yeah, like if you're supposed to be on crutches and you walk to your car,
yeah.
You get fucked.
Yeah, they do. They're private investigators. And so I was like, that was like the best part of the date. I was like, really? And she goes, yeah, there's people that follow you around and make sure that you're not lying.
Was she like one of them? She's like the lady that bumps into
no,
you
accidentally? No, she was one of the...
In the grocery store and like tries to test your arm if you have a broken
arm. Yeah, like takes like a bottle of vodka and drops it and you're just like...
Would you mind picking that up? Or
yeah, like super quick... Lightning flexes.
Gives
it's like,
you one
I thought
of those...
the hand was broken.
I thought you broke.
Gotcha. I thought you broke all five digits, Teresa. Oh my God. And then I told her the story about a guy that got fired at my work. This is real. There was a young lad that I worked with.
A young but strapping lad.
And he took a day off work and said he went to his grandpa's funeral.
Uh-huh.
And
was
my,
he at like a baseball game or something? And he was
my,
on TV?
My employer found out that there's no corpse with that name at their funeral home. I don't know how they found that out.
They
must have just made a phone call. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no record of that death
and/or
service.
Check the obituaries.
Yeah, there was no record of that service. And so he was, because he was paid for bereavement, and so they fired him.
Huh.
Yeah.
And that's some crazy shit. He like lied about going.
He just wanted a day off.
Yeah, he just wanted a day off. So he lied about like his seventh grandpa dying.
The same grandpa dying seventh time.
Yeah. But the moral of the story is she. Oh, okay. And I'll go back to my pro tip that I was going to give listeners. But So a trick that I use so this doesn't happen is when I receive someone's phone number, I will, as a man, I don't mind sending you a picture. Like,
second, write this down.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. Is that pen running out of ink? I don't really see it.
Yeah, it's right here.
Okay. So you get their number. Ooh, the mic picks that up very well. Anyways, and then you send them a photo of yourself, and you say, you know, and then like make fun of yourself, like my hair looks like shit. How do you look today?
Make fun of self.
Yeah, like just be, you know, you're not gonna be like a pompous,
I look like a dick tart, haha, look at
yeah,
me.
Yeah, like, haha, look how awesome I look. How much do you look like shit today? People, women, jeez, women conceited. Want confidence, but they don't want a man that's just pompous. So I usually like, hey, look at my hair today.
Pompous,
or
but don't want pompous. Got it.
No, erase that. These are really good. Ladies and gentlemen, these notes are stellar. Okay, so anyways, you just send them a photo of yourself, and then you say, how are you looking today?
Okay.
And they'll always say, look terrible, lol.
How are you looking today?
And so they'll send you a photo, and it's a selfie,
but
it's real.
It's today's selfie. Unless they had selfies on Stack.
And I'm not going to be like 4chan where it's like put a shoe on your head and timestamp it, bitch, or whatever, what they would say on there, not
ooh,
me.
That's a good one.
No, seriously, timestamp.
Add timestamp.
Just a sticky note with their grandma's name and the date. Look, I'm not going to go that far, but you can generally tell when they're doing something, they're like, oh, yeah, here's a photo of me today. I look like crap. Ho, ho, ho. I was like, no, you look super hot is what you look like, but thanks. And then you know it's real.
This, that's actually a good tip.
This broad sent me a photo from like her birthday, which was like in June, and it is July 23rd, folks. Mm-hmm. This was like a week ago. So let's say it was the 13th or something. Or about the 13th or 14th.
That's like 1 month ago, though.
1 month, but...
that's a heavy month.
Okay, the mean joke that I made to my cousin when I told her the story, because she was like, so how'd the date go? I said, it looked like this girl, like, remember from Family Guy when Peter gets in the handsome club or good looking people club, but he crashes his car and falls into like a 1,000 gallon drum of lard at like the lard factory. Yeah, because that's a real thing. And he like ends up sucking it in because he's like gasping for air and then he's just fat again.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Okay,
one.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, and then he's like, it shows him being normal back in the hospital. They're like, well, what'd you learn? It was like karma beating him. Anyways, yeah, I mean, she fucking fell in the lard factory. I just, God damn it. I was pissed. When I walked away, I was just like laughing. I was like, all right, be safe getting home, you know, have a nice night.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I'm not talking to you anymore. That was ridiculous. That's like, if I was somebody hiring for somebody for like a job and they just walked in my office and like boxers and a fucking clown red nose on their face, and you just like, fuck you, get out of my office.
But like your moxie.
Yeah, you did a great job. What? Like, just get out.
It's like that scene from, what was it, Step Brothers?
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about
where,
my
John
cousin
C. Reilly and Will Ferrell are like in. What were they in? They were in like tuxedos.
Waitress, can I get another drink, please?
Waitress is on the mic, so you're gonna have to wait until the service is over and that the seatbelt light is off.
You are not allowed to roam through the cabin. What the fuck are you getting at, John C. Reilly?
They're dressed in tuxedos, and Seth Rogen's like interviewing him for that job to be like a PE teacher.
Oh yeah, they came in together. They're like, yeah, so like we're like a team.
And it's like, there's only one job listing. It's like, I know. We're good together.
We're good together.
It's like, yeah. Like the tuxedo. It's a nice touch.
it's actually kind of
ironic. It's hilarious.
Yeah, because it was like a janitor, like easy position.
And then he just lets out a huge wet fart, dry stares at him. So like, did you just fart? Nope.
I could taste that. What is that? Hummus?
Oh, God damn it.
Step Brothers is a really good movie.
Yeah.
I thought there was actually a scene from My Cousin Vinny where Joe Pesci walks into the courtroom and he's got like a tuxedo on, and the judge is just like, y'all making a mockery of my courtroom. And he's like, judge, it's the only one that's clean or something like that. Because basically somebody, like, I don't know, something happened to his bag. It's a really good movie too, My Cousin Vinny.
It's the one where he learns to be a lawyer and he's like a mafia dude.
He is a lawyer, and it's like these two kids that were accused of murder, and so he comes from like Jersey, and it's the judge is listening, and he's like, yeah, that's when the two Utes, and he's like, two what? He's like, oh, I'm sorry, Your Honor, the two youths. And the judge is just like, okay, he just got that really deep. I love the actor that plays the judge, but I can't think of his name.
Denzel Washington.
Yeah, it's Denzel Washington.
Forest Whitaker.
So yeah, the date was shit, and she never talked to me again, but I'm not really upset. I'm glad.
Yeah, because you're not really going to talk to her again.
Yeah, I got completely lied to. And you know what? Don't break this into three parts. We could just do like one episode.
Well, really, it's just a size thing.
Oh, really?
As long as it's below 64 megabytes, and I can throw it up there.
Word.
I think the last one was like 30.
We'll talk movies next time.
Yeah. Real quick, though, go see Ant-Man. Go see Trainwreck.
Oh, nice.
Jurassic World 3 is the third most grossing movie.
Jurassic World 3?
What did I say? Jurassic World
3. You said go see Jurassic World 3. It's the third most grossing movie.
Yeah, I should have added more spaces or like a comma or something.
It's funny because, oh, no, it isn't actually the third one. Isn't it like the fifth one?
Yeah, it's the fifth one.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
It was cool to see the pterodactyls eating people left and right.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that movie rated? Is it R?
It would have been like a really soft R, but a really strong PG-13. It was PG-13.
Like a PG-15?
PG-17 plus.
It's PG-16.
Actually, 17, that's the age you have to be to watch movies now.
Rated
or is it
R for retarded. That's actually from Grand Theft Auto. I can't. God damn it. My whole life is just one big reference.
Yeah,
I'm always referencing something.
You got to make your own funnies, man.
But I can't. There's like 7 billion of us. There's like 8 billion of us walking around. There's nothing original anymore. This podcast isn't original. There's probably some Zach and Matt in Japan. And they're like, done in 30. Or, you know what I mean? No, 30. @gmail.
Yeah. Hashtag a little racy, but not racist.
Yeah, because my impressions suck.
Yeah.
It's not good
enough to be racist.
Let's just end the show. I'm just getting depressed.
All right.
Well, folks, that's been done in 30.
You enjoyed your ride.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed the ride. And
the seatbelt button is now off.
Maybe if Matt will do a polite little plug of his website again, I'll dig up something to outro on.
All right. I would like to thank you again for coming to the mattattack.com website. That's MATTATTAQ, where I have my funny pictures. I'm still making those, by the way. So keep coming back on Wednesdays. Be more funny stuff for your eye holes. And we enjoy that together. I'm actually going to explore stand-up comedy in my comic. It's a little spoiler alert. And I hope you guys like it. What you got for us?
This is a 36-second video that is not copywritten.
All right.
It is
unforgivable.
It's that video called Domestic.
Uh-huh.
And there's just a really delightful scream at the end, so we're just going to watch this together.
Okay. Man just entered a house, two people on the couch, looking at him intently. They are confused. He is picking his nose.
Georgia.
Hiya.
Yep.
Man walks the couch seemingly drunk.
Come here, Georgia.
Okay.
Georgia. Georgia.
What's going on? The face is guys. The guy's face. Wow. See you next week, folks.
Bye-bye.